Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to 1 John chapter 5, 11 through 12. And this is the testimony, John writes, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life. In my office at church, there are bookshelves from floor to ceiling. These bookshelves line one entire wall. Another large floor-to-ceiling case takes up space on an adjacent wall. Many more books are in my office at home, not to mention all the theological information stored digitally on my study software. More information is only one Google search away. In short, I can access a virtual ocean of information about God. But all the content and all the volumes of my books on the shelf, all the information stored on my computer can be summed up in today's passage. Dr. Karl Barth was a brilliant man, if not sometimes controversial, and he was a great theologian. Among his writings is a 12-volume work on life and doctrine. One reporter once asked Dr. Barth if he could summarize the message of the entire Bible. He thought that he would get a deep theological answer. Dr. Barth thought a moment and then said, "Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so." We are sinners, and our sin separates us from God. The penalty of our sin is death. But driven by perfect love, the just God became the justifier. Being fully God, Jesus was the only one who could provide a sinless sacrifice. And being fully man, Jesus was the only one who could die on our behalf. Life, now and forever, is found in Jesus Christ alone. Father, thank you for keeping the questions of life and eternity simple. Confirm in our hearts that we have Jesus, that we've trusted in Him, that we've turned from our sins, and we are walking with Him. Give us courage to tell others about the person of Jesus Christ. And help us to keep the message clear with our lips and with our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.